Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. TJ Miller joining me on the phone right now. TJ is going to be performing in Chattanooga tomorrow night and Wednesday night over at the Comedy Catch. You'll be able to go to our website for the direct link later on at hits96.com. TJ, it's been about 2 years since you've been on. The last time we talked, you just released your Smooth Peanut Butter. That was your comedy album. But we also talked about peanut butter in general because you have your own peanut butter brand. And how have things been going with that? Still smooth and crunchy?
Well, it's crunchy. You know, I don't eat smooth peanut butter. I think that's for I just think that's for people that are not prepared for the challenges that they're going to face in their life if they only eat smooth peanut butter. But the peanut butter's been doing well. Hot sauce, I sold out of my peanut butter in Canada, which is where I was last weekend, I guess a couple days ago. And yeah, we sold out of the peanut butter, but the hot sauce got confiscated at customs.
Oh, God.
Because in Canada, they don't like Americans, and also they don't have hot sauce. So it's just, okay, why wouldn't they?
Wow.
So, yeah, but no, people love the peanut butter, people love the hot sauce, and on tour, it's like, it's so great, because I love having merchandise that people actually want. Nobody needs a t-shirt. We all men want another t-shirt. All of us guys, we want to get another t-shirt. But we don't need another t-shirt. And the women in our lives, you've got one.
Yeah.
And Savannah's going, get rid of that thing. Get rid of some of these t-shirts. Cheat out. You know, I'm kind of yelling at you. And you're like, would you cut it out? You know, this
right.
Beer caps are trying to sleep. And, I get that. I totally understand that. But to be selling, you know, peanut butter and hot sauce is just great. People love that. Everybody loves a little bit of it. But, you know, the main thing I'm hawking is jokes. I'm doing right. Tennessee aquarium-based humor. I'm doing a lot of sort of zoo, Chattanooga zoo humor, big, big Kia jokes. I got a lot of jokes about Kia.
Excellent.
And Kia of Cleveland. And
it's just what we want to hear at the Comedy Catch. We want to hear more jokes about Kia of Cleveland and the aquarium.
I think so.
You throw in the zoo. I mean, it's everything.
It gets wild.
It gets wild. It really
does. We're going to go to Songbirds afterwards.
There you go.
Know.
There you go. There's nobody more local than TJ Miller right here in Chattanooga.
Can we be honest? And that's why I'm going to win at trivia.
Yeah, there you go. See? See? Which is actually, that was at
Wanderlinger. At Wanderlinger.
That was at Wanderlinger, which is right next to the Comedy Catch.
I mean, I'm going there.
You'll be
there. I'm drinking there. And then I'm doing the Cool School Plunge.
Oh.
Even though it's over.
Yeah, it's I was going to say, they're going to bring it back for you.
Yeah, it's all over. They're not doing it anymore. But I'm still going to go out there. And then can we just all agree that Chattanooga wasn't a great name? It's just not a great name for something. You know what they could have done? They could have called it NoogaCon.
Yeah.
Which would have been, that's even a little better, Chattacon.
Sure.
Chattacon's really the best. But they went with Chattanooga. That doesn't even sound like a British candy bar. It doesn't sound like anything.
No.
Nobody knows what to do with that. There's no... So, I don't know. I just think it's amazing. Have you seen the movie? I was in a movie called She's Out of My League.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's kind of like your marriage.
Yep.
You know, your story. I saw pictures. She's not only is she out of your league, she clearly knows more about it. She's well-liked by the meerkats.
She was well-liked way more than I was by the meerkats. They told me, TJ, so I asked the Chattanooga Zoo about that. Before, because I set that whole thing up with our friends at the zoo, of course, and able to do that. And they were like, I'm so happy that you told us that you were going to turn this into a proposal, because if you didn't and you tried to do it kind of rogue, the meerkats would have for sure bitten you. They would have, as soon as you went down on one knee inside the meerkat cage, they would have definitely attacked you. So I was happy that I learned that that was not the case, and I asked for some permission first. Because that would have been, the photos would have been a lot different.
When it comes to meerkats, you ask for permission, not forgiveness.
Yes, exactly. TJ, doing some looking at my Instagram. Who knows where this conversation's going to go next, but we do need to take a break, so we will be back. More with TJ Miller performing at the Comedy Catch tomorrow and Wednesday night. Tickets still available. Make sure you go to the Comedy Catch's website and later on at hits96.com. We'll be back.